In his superintendent's report to the Board of Education at their June 5th meeting, the Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam informed the board that he has recently met with U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito and was told to not expect any more SRS money, or, as it is popularly known, National Forest money. The amount of money received by the Board of Education from the federal government's SRS program has declined dramatically over the last few years. It has now apparently ended completely. In other bad news delivered to the board, Ron Hall, Pocahontas County Schools Director of Maintenance, accompanied by the soon-retiring sewer plant operator at Pocahontas County High School, Morgan McComb, told the board that even if the SBA approves the board's application to receive funds to replace the high school sewer plant under a major improvement project, the new plant could not be built before school starts, and the old plant will need expensive emergency repairs just to make it operational for the start of the new school year. Hall and McComb said that 25 loads of mud washed into the plant and the sand filters during the storms a few weeks ago, and it will all have to be removed and hauled away, which could cost up to $15,000. Hall said that the only good news is that the suspected leak at the plant has been plugged by that mud, at least temporarily. McComb says that the sand filters at a minimum must be cleaned out before school starts, but that would only be a temporary solution to a permanent problem, since broken pipes are continuing to push groundwater into the plant, which in turn pushes solids from the plant into the sand filters. Hall said that if the SBA turns down the sewer replacement money request, the only conceivable solution would be to seek watershed protection grants, which may or may not be available. New student representative to the board, Hunter Wilfong, delivered his first report and emphasized he is looking forward to his term as the board representative. The board approved the usual financial reports. They also approved the Step 7 and the food service budgets for next school year and approved the purchase of workman's compensation insurance from Travelers Insurance at a considerable cost reduction from their previous insurance provider. In non-financial decisions, the board approved Dwayne Gibson and Joseph Warder to transport 4 students to the Skills USA National Competition in Louisville, Kentucky on June 19th to the 23rd. The board also approved an agreement with Fire Life and Safety America to inspect the fire and safety equipment at each of the 5 schools, as well as the bus fleet and the wellness center. The board approved PCHS to combine Spanish 5 and Advanced Placement Spanish as 1 2-credit course next school year, and approved the school to offer Computer Application 1 and 2, also as a 2-credit course next year. They approved the adoption of a standards-based report card for the first and second grades. The board also approved the proposed personnel agenda with the exception of one item of Dottie Chestnut being employed as a custodian 3 at PCHS. That item was pulled from the agenda before being voted on. A link to that proposed agenda can be found with this story on our website. In the matters of the board section of the meeting, board member Joe Walker encouraged the superintendent to actively look for a new location for the board office, which was becoming too expensive to keep open due to flood damages and the increasing costs of flood insurance. He suggested a new office could be bought with unspent flood insurance money received for past floods. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.